Merry Christmas.
Aw, and Merry Christmas to you.
I got you a prezzy.
What? I don't have one for you.
Stop joking around.
I'm serious. In all these years, we've never exchanged one gift.
Oh, always joking, aren't you? Go ahead, open it.
Oh, I really don't feel right.
Open it, I can't wait to see your face.
What the hell is this? A hot dog? You got me a hot dog for Christmas?
Surprise! It's a hot dog. Well?
No bun even? Just a sweaty piece of gray meat wrapped in a newspaper?
Perfect, right?
How many times have I told you I don't eat meat? Good God, this thing smells terrible. How long has it been out of the refrigerator?
Refrigerator?
Look, even if I weren't vegetarian, I wouldn't eat this bad hot dog. I said I wouldn't eat this bad hot dog.
You little dickens, no present for me, huh? Yeah, I'll get the door. La, 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 la.
Did someone say bah humbug? Boo! Christ, my nose, I think you broke it.
What's going on out there?
I just punched some lady dressed like a ghost. I'm sorry, it was reflex. Hello, it's not Halloween, idiot.
I am a ghost. The ghost of your former high school English teacher, Ms. Hayes.
Ghosts can be punched?
Look, I don't have time to get into all the metaphysical mechanical stuff. All I know is that whenever someone says, bah humbug, I'm supposed to materialize.
I said bad hot dog, not bah humbug.
Tomato, tomato.
Potatoes is, potatoes is. I don't know if I care for this present you got me.
I am not a present. I told you, I am the spiritual manifestation of your high school English teacher.
Hey, nice to see you again, Miss Heiss.
How's the whole dead thing working out for you?
Loser.
Loser. See, it's funny because we're still alive.
I'm shocked. I can tell that you two have completely wasted your lives since high school, and you had such promise.
Wasted our lives? Ho ho! Speak for yourself. I've done plenty. For example, I've gotten a good start on the notes for the first chapter of my memoir.
And I finally completed my Billy Joel record collection.
Oh, you got that Japanese version of Glass Houses with the extra song?
Sweet!
Sweet!
Who buys records anymore? And a memoir? For what? Who would want to read it?
I'd read it.
You're in it. You're the main character.
You are both proving my point. Listen, very soon I'm going to take both of you into the distant past, where you'll be able to see where you first began to diverge from the path of your expected...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. How do we get to this past?
Well, I really shouldn't tell you. Trade secret, you know. But there's this little device.
Give me that! What happens if I push this button?
Good heavens, what happened? You disappeared for like a second.
That's incredible. I actually traveled into the past. I was able to do something I've always wanted to do.
What? Did you stop Hitler from being born? Did you prevent JFK from being assassinated?
Even better, I got a brand new copy of the very first Cracked magazine. Still in the wrapper.
Whoa!
And I didn't forget you, little buddy. Here you go. Your own box of Quake cereal.
I don't believe it. This is from before they changed his image to that sleeker version. Oh, man, this is the best Christmas ever.
Him.
I'm sorry. I didn't get you anything. We never exchanged gifts before.
But hey, what's that you're holding?
Remember that Stephen King novel, okay, where the guy goes into the past? And he buys, like, cheap hamburger meat and then sells it in the present for more money. Well, check it out. Gallon of milk, 25 cents.
So you're planning on selling it and making, what, a $2 profit?
No, we're just out of milk.
The expiration date is November 1967.
Oh, this is messing with my mind, man. The milk's expired, but it hasn't actually expired yet. You know, it's like a casebook time travel conundrum.
No, it isn't. Don't you know that anything you did in the past will have severe repercussions in the future?
Everything looks the same to me. Wait a minute, why is your hair parted on the right rather than the left?
I've always parted my hair on the right.
Okay. Stop fooling around. Next thing you'll tell me is that legumes are classified as vegetables.
Did you hit your head on the trip? Of course legumes are vegetables. It's part of the food trapezoid.
Food trapezoid? I don't think that's right, man. Look it up in the internet.
Internet? What is this internet of which you speak?
Oh my God! Oh my God! That does it. I don't want to live in a world, a terrible dystopian world, where legumes are considered to be vegetables. We've got to take everything back exactly the way it was.
This cereal's even better than I remember it.
Doggone it! Now I have to go 23 seconds into the past. Hey, give me those gifts back.
What a punt.
Jerk. Ow!
Okay, I've gone into the past and replaced everything just the way it was. Your hair is parted on the left again. The future is saved. The present. You're welcome.
Oh, I hate that cliche. Say, don't you find it strange how you just sort of suddenly morph from a lovable bumbler into a real take charge kind of guy?
Yes. Yes, it is.
A person might therefore reasonably conclude that you perhaps altered something else while you were back in the past?
No, I would never. I had to punch you in the throat just for saying that. By the way, there is no back. It's a common misperception of non-time travelers. For your information, time is not linear. It's like, it's like a snake that eats its own tail. It's multi-layered. It's like a delicious croissant, right? It's a string of silk handkerchiefs the magician pulls from his sleeve, each color unique and its own thing, yet somehow connected to every other handkerchief.
Well, I'll be darned.
All right, listen to me. Boo! I've pinpointed the exact moment when you two left that path that you had been destined to walk. Let's hold hands and we'll go back to El Centro High School in the year of...
Don't say the year!
And don't touch us.
Surely you remember the talent show during your senior year.
Hey, check out those culottes Ms. Ice is wearing. That stupid faux turtleneck.
It's the frosted lipstick I find disturbing.
Pay attention. This is the crucible wherein your future was forged. Boo!
All right, kids, pay attention to me. I'm the talent show MC right now. We got Terry and Mike, who have come from the future to watch their youthful selves performing a comedy routine in the past, which is now the present. Let's give them a big hand. Come on, kids. Clap!
So, how about that baseball?
Who's on first?
What? What did we say?
Remember, we practiced this, the baseball players. They got funny names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kowalski. That's a funny name.
Oh, he's on second.
What's the name of the guy who's on first?
Exactly.
Well, okay. How about the art teacher, Ms. Orman? I'd sure like to clean her brushes, huh?
Hey!
I'd like to soak her brushes in turpentine.
That's enough. Cut it out.
I'd like to hang her brushes upside down from a hook, to dry. You know what I mean?
Me and my shadow
rolling down the avenue.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of the football team... knock, knock.
Who's there?
The football team, but they're too stupid to open the door.
Yeah, and they lost every game this year.
This was it. This was the moment you two veered from the path you were fated to walk.
Oh, and when did you veer from the path of choosing tasteful clothing?
Good one. What's this path you keep jabbering on about? You know what? We're perfectly content with our life choices, aren't we?
Amen, brother.
What? Are you kidding? After this debacle, you two should have realized that you are terrible performers.
What?
But did you learn your lesson? No! You wasted 20 years of your lives chasing the comedy dragon in depressing nightclubs.
terrible. Are we looking at the same thing? We killed.
Then why is the audience beating you up?
You know what always happens to visionaries who are ahead of their time?
Whoa! Look at Ms. Orman's left hook. It is savage.
The worst part of it is that you haven't actually performed on a comedy club stage.
Well, we've been fine-tuning our set, trying to get a tight five. Besides, it's all politics, man. It's who you know and who you, you know, establish a rapport with.
I can see this has been a complete waste of time. Perhaps if we go to the present, I can get my point across better. Where's Mike?
Look! Mike's beating himself up! Hey, come on! We gotta go!
Got him right in the kidneys, man! I hate that guy!
Aha! Do you see what fundamental understanding you now have about yourself?
No, what?
What's she talking about?
Never mind. Next stop, the present.
This is just us sitting in a room with you?
Well, yes, obviously, it's the present.
Are we supposed to learn something from this?
Yes, yes, you are. Just look at you. Think of all that your friends have accomplished. And you're sitting in a small room with the ghost of your high school English teacher.
Those guys look pretty awesome to me.
Yeah, I wish we were that cool.
Yeah.
All right, enough already. I can see I'm not making any progress here. It's time to ratchet things up a bit. Let's join hands, and let's head for the future.
The future!
Oh, gross. Who are all those hideous, wrinkled old people?
That's going to be you. Don't you get it yet? You will never accomplish anything. You're both at the end of your lives. You're in a nursing home. Nobody comes to visit you. All you do is lie in bed all day waiting for your catheters to be changed.
Don't forget the Jell-O cups.
Nice.
Wait, is that us? Reading bingo numbers in that little room?
Yes, but...
Hey, we've still got our hair.
Damn it. What do I have to do to get you two to stop focusing on trivialities and realize that...
Whoa, shh. What's all that commotion?
The orderlies are wheeling patients in. Look, there's a sign. Talent show tonight, starring Mike and Terry.
Oh, yeah, baby. We've made it.
That's not the point. How can you keep missing the point?
Shut up. I want to listen.
Who's on first?
What?
Remember, we practiced this. The baseball players with the funny names.
Oh, was it Kowalski?
I think he's on second.
We're killing.
Me
and
my
shadow going down the avenue.
Wasted lives, huh? Listen to that sweet applause.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Well, I, for one, have learned a valuable lesson. Never give up on your dreams.
And I've learned that you can punch a ghost.
And I've learned that you two are completely hopeless. I'm washing my hands of the both of you. Good luck. Now, if I can just have my device back.
Oh, see, I think I left it by the bedpan over there.
You still have it, right?
Of course.
You want to go back in time? We could, you know, see Jesus or stop the Twin Towers from falling or prevent the Holocaust in Cambodia?
Yeah, we could do those things. On the other hand...
Can I borrow some shampoo? Thanks.
You're sure they can't see us, right?
Absolutely. Hey, isn't that Peggy from Social Studies?
Ooh, look, there's Sally from Civics.
Oh, I didn't know she had a birthmark there. Hey, pass me some more of that Quake cereal, will ya?
This has been a Plastic Cactus podcast written and performed by Mike Sterner and Terry Owen with special guests Bridget Thumb and Nancy Stanley. Thank you for listening.